So when I first watched this film for the first few minutes, I actually wasn't sure if it was a mockumentary or a documentary. Can you, for people who haven't seen this, just describe a little bit, what's this film about?
You know, and I get that question a lot. I honestly, I've had I've had festival programmers say, look, we only do real documentaries. And it is a real documentary. It is a film about the cutthroat world of competitive dachshunds, or wiener dogs, if you want to call them that. We spent 3 years following the professional racing circuit in the States called the Wiener Nationals. We followed the professional dog show circuit. We went to Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. And then we traveled the country following something called Earth Dog, which is a very unusual event where the dogs go underground and try to simulate what the dogs were actually originally bred for, which was hunting badgers. But it is real, crazy as it does appear.
Yeah, I had no idea that this even existed. Just to give an idea of how popular this is, how many people would actually go to the wiener dog races, the national wiener dog races?
Well, I like to call it the most popular sport you've never heard of. You know, you go to the Los Alamitos Raceway outside of Los Angeles, California. They get 13,000 people, which is standing room only. You go to racetracks and dog tracks across the country and you talk to the owners. It's their most popular event, or one of the top two popular events. I mean, if they have, you know, the Preakness, well, okay, the Preakness is the first event, but Wiener Dog second.
Amazing. So what do you think attracts people to wiener dog racing?
It's hysterical to watch, first off. I mean, wiener dogs are just very, very cute. And they're fast little buggers. I mean, you watch these guys go, and I mean, they really boot. Now, when I say that, you're talking about the ones that are trained. If you actually watch some of the races, you'll see that in a lot of the races, the gate opens and 9 out of 10 dogs go every way butt forward, which is also part of the fun. But when you start getting, as the races progress and you get towards the end, you know, towards the finals where you have the serious dogs that train, and there are dogs that train very seriously, as you see in my film, those are really fast, hard races, and they're close.
You and I are seeing a lot of humor in this, but obviously also in the film you see people who are really, really serious about what their dogs are going through and what, you know, the whole racing scene. What does it take to prepare a dog to race? What do the owners go through to get their dog to the Nationals?
Well, I think a little bit of psychosis helps. It seems to change from dog to dog. Some dogs are just natural runners. Some people, you know, in my film, there's a couple baby love, a couple that have the dog baby love, and they walk their dog 2 to 3 miles a day. I mean, and they run her back and forth, and they have other people have training gates that they train their dog to come out of the gate really fast. If you want to be one of the top dogs, you really do have to practice. It's not something you just take your wiener dog down to the track and say, okay, we're going to, you know, put him in the box and win. That ain't the way it happens, because, you know, you're in front of a crowd of 13,000 screaming people with, you know, your owners on the other end with squeaky toys, and all the owners have squeaky toys. And if your dog hasn't trained and isn't prepared, he's not going to do well.
So what about the money involved? How much money would an owner put in to get their dog ready for a race?
Well, some of these people literally travel across the country. They follow race after race after race until their dog qualifies. If they don't qualify in San Diego, they'll go to L.A. If they don't qualify in L.A., they'll go to Reno. If they don't qualify in Reno, then they go up to Sacramento. If they don't qualify in Sacramento, they go to Tucson. And I mean, they will go and go and go until they win. And the odd thing is, I mean, you're not talking some gigantic prize. Top prize for like a regional qualifier, even the Nationals, is like a couple grand. People will spend 10 times the amount of the prize money just to win the prize money. It's really bizarre to watch.
Have any of the people that you've portrayed in this film actually seen the film?
Yes, we did a sneak preview fundraiser a couple weeks ago, and the Croakers, Todd and Poppy Croaker, who have four dogs, Bruno, Blazer, peanut, and for the life of me, why am I not remembering the fourth one?
It's not pretzel, is it?
No, it's not, but Pretzel's owners were there, too.
Okay.
and Blitzen's owners, Pretzel and Blitzen's owners were there. And they actually enjoyed the film. I mean, I was kind of sitting there chewing my fingers going, are they going to think that I'm, you know, mocking them? And I really want this to come out. I am not mocking them. I'm truly not. I mean, I didn't put words in people's mouths. I sat there with the camera, let it roll, and let people say what they said. They're into it. They know that. I mean, but it's, and the film is not intended to make fun of them. It's supposed to document them and show people, here's this subculture that, you know, most of us don't know about. I mean, honestly, I had no idea this world existed until, you know, until I actually saw one day on TV this, you know, the Wiener Nationals, and was actually being held, you know, less than a mile away from my house. And I sat up on the couch going, the what? The Wiener Nationals? And at first I thought, no, this is a joke. This can't be true. And sure enough, it was. I mean, I dragged my little sad butt out, went down, you know, a mile down the road, and sure enough, here were the top eight wiener dogs in the country lined up in front of crowds of thousands, ready to race for a few grand. And yeah, I went, okay, I got to get this on film.
Exactly my reaction, too. This isn't real, is it? Oh, I think it is. And then it gets even a little bit more hard for me to believe, because I've never seen such a thing. You actually have some footage of people getting their dogs married.
That was in Findlay, Ohio. You know, they have 500 dogs show up, 3,000-4,000 people show up to race their wiener dogs. And part of this event is what they have matrimony.
Matrimony.
Matrimony is what they call it. And they have a licensed minister who will perform doggy marriages. And yeah, I got into a kind of a flap because I actually asked her about, you know, would she actually perform same-sex doggy marriages? She said no. So then I asked her, well, what about mixed breed marriages? You know, would you have any problem with like a Rottweiler marrying a wiener dog? And she didn't have any problem with that. But two male wiener dogs, and no. She would not do that. So,
but this is an actual reverend who's doing the ceremonies.
Well, actual licensed minister and dog groomer.
Oh.
So, my father's a minister too, and I've been trying to get him into dog grooming, but he won't take the bait. So,
well, thank you very much for coming in to tell me about Wiener Takes All.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thank you.